President Biden is reacting to the not guilty verdict in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Jurors unanimously acquitted 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse of all five counts of killing two people and shooting another during racial unrest last summer. Biden said in a statement, "While the verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included, we must acknowledge that the jury has spoken." And joining us now is Chuck Kornbach at the courthouse. He's with member station WUWM in Wisconsin. And Chuck, tell us first about the reaction inside the courthouse. Many of us have seen footage of Kyle Rittenhouse collapsing, sobbing in his chair as the verdicts are read.
Right. That was what one camera showed. Other cameras that were focused on the seating area showed people crying, I think for a different reason, because they were related to the deceased or wounded men. So it was definitely a split inside the courtroom, and outside the courtroom, there's been more negative reaction, at least immediately outside the courthouse.
Yeah, and we have a little bit of sound. We'll set it up briefly. Kyle Rittenhouse, who is white, said he went armed into the streets of Kenosha last summer to protect businesses during protests after the police shooting of Jacob Blake, an unarmed black man. Justin Blake, Jacob's uncle, spoke outside the courthouse today. Here's that sound.
It shows you that this was a total mockery of what justice should be. There's no way he should be going home. Our personal opinion is he should have been going to jail.
Chuck, what other reaction have you heard outside the courthouse since the verdict?
Well, at least from the prosecutor, Thomas Binger, and the Kenosha County District Attorney, also sort of echoing President Biden, disappointment, but the verdict must be respected. Thomas Binger and Michael Gravely, the DA, urging the community to be civil here in Kenosha. Also, one of my colleagues, Emily Files, attended the news conference that Rittenhouse's attorney held just one city up in Racine. Mark Richards said he was relieved by the verdict, said Kyle almost fainted, Rittenhouse almost fainted when the verdicts was read, but they're very happy, and it was a very stressful time for all concerned.
Is there any sign of tension in and around Kenosha? I also saw a statement from the governor suggesting that people, if they want to exercise their First Amendment rights, to do it safely and peacefully.
As we speak, there's about 20 or 25 people outside the front steps of the courthouse doing some shouting. There's a heavy police presence inside the courthouse. Pretty much everybody's gone, but watching to make sure no one from outside that looks like they want to disrupt things comes in. I'm guessing there's also sheriff's deputies outside, and Governor Evers last week put on standby, nearby about 500 Wisconsin National Guard members. So supposedly, if things heated up to a significant degree, the Guard might come in. Otherwise, Kenosha sheriffs and police department seem to be around.
Now, this case has been watched so closely around the country and comes amid a heated argument of racial issues in the U.S. But as far as this case, can you remind us, as far as the jury, what were the central questions they had to answer?
Right. They were evaluating Rittenhouse's claim of self-defense when he fatally shot two men, Anthony Huber and Joseph Rosenbaum, and wounded Gage Grosskreutz. These events took place two nights after Jacob Blake Jr. was severely injured by a Kenosha police officer. Two nights, at least, a protest followed on that second night, August 25th, 2020. Kenosha police and law enforcement, National Guard, pushed the protesters out of downtown. The incidents then occurred in a less well-lit area where there were armed civilians, including Rittenhouse, with guns, and he says he was cornered and had to fire at these people or was being attacked.
Yeah, right, and claimed self-defense. Chuck Kornbach, thank you so much for scrambling and watching this closely, covering this for us for so long. Appreciate it. Chuck Kornbach in Wisconsin.
Thank you.